Sunday, 22nd of June 2014, Kaf Dalet Sivan Toshin Ayin Dalet, North End and Kolel Shir, given by Gershon Heppner, and we're on Tehillim, chapter Yutes, and we're on Pesukim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, which we did last, we started them last week. Last week we had the whole, we went into the Rashi where we see about Dovid HaMelech asking for Mechila from a whole host of Aviras, in ascending order of severity from Shigios, Nestoros, Zedim, and then Pesha. So we saw that, and we saw how Rashi brings that Moshel about the businessman, or rather about the person going around collecting money for himself, the Kuti going around collecting for himself. Okay, so let's go to the Pesukim again. Tehillim chapter, oh gosh. Oh dear. Thank you, Henry. Right, first of all, Shkach, Henry, for sponsoring. Thank you. What a memory I have. And we're saying the Shir Le'ilui Nishmas Henry's mother, Maras Elka, Bas Rabbi Avrom Shmuel Halevi, Yotzeit on 27th of Sivan, which is the coming Wednesday. Yeah, thank you very much, Chaim Erechim. And I'd like to include as well, Shmuel's asked me to include Rafa Shalema. The Shir should also be in the Zuchus for Shmuel's mother, Hadassah Bas Rochel. She should have Rafa Shalema. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Sorry. What a memory, huh? Okay, so Tehillim chapter Yud Tes, Pasuk, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Let's go through them both again. Shigios mi Yovin, who can discern mistakes? Ministeros Nakini, cleanse me from unperceived faults or from hidden faults. Gam mizedim chasuch avdecha, also from intentional averus, from intentional sins, restrain your servant. David calling himself Hashem's servant, restrain me, your servant. Alim Shaluvi, let them not rule over me. Oz Esom, then I will be perfect. Venikesi mipesharov, and I will be cleansed from great sin, from great transgression. That translation basically comes from the art scroll. Okay. I'm going to do it one more time. Excuse me, Avin, who can perceive non-deliberate discern who can discern mistakes, ministress Akini, cleanse me from hin naviris, gamizidim chasich avdecha, also restrain me, your servant, from deliberate averus. Alim Shaluvi, they should not rule over me. Ozeisom, then I will be perfect. Vinikesim Pesharov, and I'll be cleansed from great averus. Okay, so Rashi points out this first word, Shigios, Shigios Miyovin. Rashi says we're talking about averus which are done by Shogeg, and David HaMelech is saying it's impossible to avoid them. I cannot possibly avoid averus b'Shogeg, and I'm hardly to be blamed for them. And not only that, but they are hidden from me, and that's what he means by Minnesos Nakeni, they're hidden from me, and therefore, please don't punish me for them. Please don't blame me for them. That's how Rashi learns the idea of Shigios pretty much being on a par with Nestoros. The Shigios are the Nestoros. The Shigios being the Averis Dumba Shogeg, and Ministeros, they're hidden from me. I'm not even aware I'm doing these Averis, and therefore, please forgive me. And that's how Rashi learns, and the Radak learns very similarly. Okay, the Radak goes on to say, Alim Shaluvi, they should not rule over me. What is this business of Averis ruling over me? He says, because if the Yetzirah gets the better of me, then I'm not in control of myself anymore, and it's the Yetzirah which has taken hold of me. So Alim Shaluvi, these Averis, they should not rule over me. And in a way, and then the Radak goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the person whose heart is in the right place. And I've just jotted this down. I think this is basically correct. Lemi shelibo nochon, the one whose heart is correct, the one whose heart is in the right place. And this really answers an assumed kasha. There's a simple kasha on this. How can David HaMelech ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should prevent him from doing averus? Everyone's got bechira. Whether we do an avera or not is not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's up to us. So how can David HaMelech say ministeres nakeini, and especially in Pasuk Yud Dalet, gam mizedim chasuch avdecha, withhold these averas from me, averas dam b'shogeg, b'mezid, gam mizedim chasuch avdecha? How can David be mispalel that Hashem shouldn't make him do an avera b'mezid? Something to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's up to us. It's up to Abichira. So a few different answers, some of them are along similar lines. The Radak solution here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the person whose heart is in the right place. So David isn't saying, stop me from doing an avera. He's saying, my heart is in the right place, and therefore please provide that help. That's a bit similar. I think we saw it last week. A person who wants to do the right thing Haboli Toher. Haboli Toher Poskim Lo, I think it's a Loshan. Or Messiah in Lo. That's it. Haboli Toher. Somebody wants to do the right thing. So this is the idea. Dov is saying, I want to do the right thing, and therefore please provide me with that help. Similarly, the Ibn Ezra, really to tackle a similar thing, the Ibn Ezra learns that the word Zaydim, Gam Mizaydim Chasuch Avdecha, does not refer to bad deeds. Doesn't mean stop me from doing Averis. He says that Zaydim are Rashoim, people who do Averis. So therefore, the Ibn Ezra learns, Gam Mizaydim Chasuch Avdecha means stop me from having involvement with Rashoim, because that way I'll keep on the straight and narrow path. They won't have an influence over me. And the art scroll on Tehillim says what the Ibn Ezra is saying there is, in order to answer the assumed kasha, how on earth can David ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop him from doing Averis? Gam Zaydim, says the Ibn Ezra. No, Zaydim does not mean Averis. Zaydim means bad people, and stop me from having contact with bad people. And the Ibn Ezra learns that Alim Shaluvi means that these bad people shouldn't have control over me, they shouldn't have any influence over me. But the Radak doesn't quite learn like that. The Radak learns it is a reference to Averis, Gam Zaydim Chasuch Avdecha, that you should stop Averis from me. It's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop him doing Averis. He says, no, but that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides help to the person who tries to help himself. Then the Ibn Ezra goes on to say that the word Zaydim is a noun and not an adjective. I think the word Zaydim could sometimes be interpreted as an adjective. And therefore could refer to deeds which are Zaydim. So he says, no, and i.e. the word Zaydim being an adjective. Says the Ibn Ezra, says the Radak, no, it's not an adjective. It is, in fact, a noun. And he quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, in chapter Lamed Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk says, Shov udavar kozov harchek mimeni, evil and worthless things and lies, keep them distance from me. Reish va'usha al titani, don't give me poverty, and nor should you give me wealth. Reish being an similarized as Rosh, so as a poor person. So Reish is poverty, a noun. Va'usha, nor wealth, another noun. Al titani, don't give me. Hachifeni lechem chuki, simply provide me with my daily sustenance of basic food requirements. But no more than that is required. And it says the Radak, that in the same way that Reish and Osher are nouns, poverty and wealth, so to an Apostle, Zaydim is a noun and not an adjective, and it means bad deeds. Now we come to this really tricky word, Esom. Oz Esom, in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Oz Esom, then I will be perfect. Now, it comes from the Shoresh Tof Mem Mem, which means to be perfect, like Tomim Tihye, Im Hashem Nekecho, that kind of thing. So Tof Mem Mem is the root. And the Aleph at the beginning is for the future tense, for I will. So, Esom, I will be perfect. Well, the kasha is, well, why is there a Yud there? The Yud wouldn't fit in. So, for example, take a simple Sheresh Shin Mem Reish to guard. Eshmer, I will guard. So the Aleph is the prefix for I will. And Esom means I will be perfect. But the kasha is, well, why, how does a Yud get into this word? Aleph Yud Sof Mem, why is there a Yud there? Says the Radak, something which I've looked into and I've not really got to the bottom of it. He says the Yud is instead of the Dogesh. Well, I'm not quite sure which Dogesh he's talking about. It seems that Radak, and I've consulted a few people, and I haven't really got too far on this. So the Radak says, so how does this Yud get into this word Esom? Says the Radak, the Yud is instead of the Dogesh. So it's, I don't really understand this business of the Dogesh. It could be that because the root is Tof Mem Mem, and therefore in the word Esom, one of the two Mems has gone missing, it could be that that's why the Tof deserves to take a Dogesh to replace the missing Mem. It could be.
So why doesn't it?
I don't know. But he says the Yud is instead. So you get the word Esom, which would imply that without the Yud, it might be Etom. But I've got a bit of a difficulty with the word Etom, because the Aleph taking a Tseire, the Tseire is what they call a long vowel, and the next letter wouldn't take a Dogish after that Tseire. And therefore, I reckon it might, if anything, it might be Etom, I will be perfect. But now without the, instead of that Dogish in the Tov, the Aleph takes a Tseire, and we stick a Yud in instead. I'm not 100% sure of it, but that's how the Radak seems to learn it. And then there are ducklands that he gives another shout. Why is there yud in the word esom? He says the ases hadibris. It's a remnant to the ases hadibris. David HaMelech is asking for forgiveness from all these averus, and he says, "And I'll perfect my own ways, and in that case, and I'll be able to keep the Torah as represented by the yud of the ases hadibris, representing the ases hadibris." That's how the ducklands very sweep shut. Okay, still with the Radak. The Radak learns very straightforwardly, similar to what we had last week in the Rashi and in the Gemara and in the Medrash. We're talking about that follows a sequence of severity. We start with Shagios, then we go on to Nistoros, we go on to Zedim, and finally with Pesha. And he says if a person is over an Avera as a Shagia or a Beshogeg, then that in turn can lead him to an Avera Bemezid, maybe Nistar, which we learnt was a Mezid in private, which can then lead on to as mezid in public, which is zedim, which can lead on to an avera b'mered, rebellion, which is a pesha. It says it follows a sequence of events. Okay, the Ibn Ezra discusses, this word shigios. Yeah, really strange word, shigios. Shigios miyovin. Says Ibn Ezra, it comes from the shoresh shin gimel gimel, as in the word b'shogeg. And he says the aleph, where's this aleph come from? Shouldn't it be bishagogos or shagogos miyovin? That would be the normal plural. Where is it shagios? So he says, he entertains a couple of possibilities. And one of them is that instead of the doubled gimel, shin gimel gimel, instead we put this aleph in instead. So for example, take a shoresh like samach veis, which means to go round, like the word soviv, sovivon, right? Soviv, around. But you could get a word like esov. I think that's the correct word. Esov, I will go round. Or nosobu al haboyis. I think it's a pasuk in Vayera. Vayera. I think it's nosobu al haboyis. I think that's it. Yeah. So nosobu, there, the root is samach veis. Okay, samach veis is the root. One of the two vases has gone missing, which is why there's a dogish in the remaining base. Nosobu. Yeah. So normally, that's quite common. They call it an ayin verb, where the ayin letter, which is the middle letter of the root, is always described by the letter ayin. They call it an ayin shoresh, where you get a doubled second letter, right? Where the letter number two of the root is the same as letter number three of the root. Shin gimel gimel, two gimels, second or third letter. And the Ibn Ezra says that maybe the aleph is in place of that other gimel. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns. And he quotes a posuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya, chapter base, pasuk tes zayin, which is indeed a really interesting pasuk. Where Yeshaya, here we are, Yeshaya, chapter base, pasuk tes zayin. Here we are, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, or the Novi is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring down all exalted things. And it goes to a whole shopping list of Arzei Halavonin Haromim. It means, I think, like people who consider themselves, who are haughty, rather like the cedar trees of the Lebanon. V'anisoim, exalted people. And a whole long list of Herorim Haromim, high mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring down anything that is high. And one of these examples is, it's in Pasuk Tes Zayin here, chapter 8, V'al kol sechios hachemda, and all decorated floors. Chemda being chamud, something which is desirable. And the word sechios comes from the sheresh samach chof chof, as in sechach, which is samach chof chof. Sorry, did I say samach before? The word sechios is spelled with a sin. The word sechios is spelled with a sin, but a sin and a samach are both sibilant letters. They both have a sa sound and there's a certain interchangeability there. So we have a v'alkol sechios hachemda, with a sin, but it says the mafreshim there say it comes from the same sheresh as samach chof chof, to cover, as in schach on a sukkah. So sukkah is got a dogish in the remaining chof because one of the two chofs has gone missing. Yeah, sechios. And the Ibn Ezra says that our word shagios is a very similar pattern to sechios, and therefore it comes from shin gimel gimel, rather like sechios comes from sin chof chof, or alternatively samach chof chof. A bit technical. All right? Yeah? Not too hard, I hope. Okay, so that passage there says, you know, even if you have a really beautifully decorated floor, like you might find in a palace, so that's the kind of thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring down and bring it down a peg or two. Okay. Let's come on to... Zedim. Oh, let's come back to the... I mentioned it before. The Ibn Ezra learns the Pshat in the word Zedim is Anoshim Ro'im, bad people. And with that, the article said that's how he answers the kasha. How can David HaMelech ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop him from doing Aviris? Gam Mizedim Chasech Avdecha. Ibn Ezra learns it means bad people. And the article based on that says that all David is davening for is that his conditions of his life should be conducive to Avodas Hashem. That's the idea. I'm not asking that stop me doing an Avira. I'm asking that conditions in my life should be that I can easily serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Things should go smoothly and easily. The atmosphere in my life should be conducive. And, yeah.
It's an idea, isn't it? I mean, the idea is that you can't... You make a decision whether to do an Avera or not. That's finally up to you. But to create the circumstances which make it less likely is legitimate to daven for.
That's how the article learns.
But that's quite an interesting idea, really, isn't it? Because, I mean, if you don't daven for that, then you're in a more difficult situation. You're more likely to do an Avera.
It's quite tricky, that. I know. How can you daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put you in a situation that you won't find...
See yourself, I've got the schus for that.
Yeah.
Initially.
Oh. I don't know. I've got the same sort of kasha. Yeah, it's a bit difficult. But I saw in the Sefer Bracha Omar by Rabbi Hepstein on Tefillah, on the bracha which we say in the mornings. Don't bring us to Navira. Don't let the Yetzirah rule over me. So we're davening that Hashem should not let the Yetzirah rule over us, which is very similar to our Pasuk. And he quotes, then the Baruch Shomar quotes the Gemara in Brachas Tav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph about Rabbi Alexandri, talking about the way to finish off the Amidah. What's the closing paragraph to the Amidah? And the Gemara brings a number of different opinions as to how different Amiroim davened. Rabbi Alexandri, Bosad Amatzle, when he finished his tefillah, his Amidah, Amahachi said as follows, very well-known Gemara, Rabbeinu Olamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golev Yodol Lefenecha, it's well-known before you share it, so Neinu Lasis Esoncha, that we really want to do what you want us to do. Omima Akev, what stops us? Se'er Shebi Isa, a Yetzirah stops us, as a mashal to the Yetzirah, v'shibud malchus, and the fact that we're enslaved to other nations. So all of that gets in the way. And Rabbi Alexandri is davening for conducive conditions in my life, so that I can serve you better. And that's how the Baruch Shammah explains this bracha, and it works very nicely with this piece of Ibn Ezra as well. Yeah? Okay. Let's come to... then the Ibn Ezra says, what about this word Esom? So this word Esom, it's very strange, especially with the extra yud. And he says, Esom, he translates it, Oz Eheye Tom, then I will be perfect. Now, he hasn't quite explained... I'm not sure if he's saying that the word Eheye, I will be, is abbreviated to Aleph Yud. Because Eheye is for Aleph He Yud He. And then I will be. And therefore, the abbreviation of Eheye is simply to take the Aleph and the Yud and they stick them onto the root. So you get Esom with the extra Yud. That might be what he's getting at. But he translates Esom as Eheye, Oz Eheye Tom. Then I will be perfect. Stay tuned for an amazing shot on Esom by Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, but we might not get to it today, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's come on to a very interesting piece of Me'iri, which I didn't really understand when I learned the Me'iri, but maybe I understood it in the light of a few other Mefarshim. The Me'iri, here's a quotation from the Me'iri, direct quotation. Venistoros. What have we got? We've got in Yudgim, we've got Shigios and Nistoros. Says the Me'iri, here's a quote from the Me'iri. V'Nistoros, heim gamkein kishigios. Nistoros are also like Shigios. Why? Key, because Shigigas Ma'ase, v'Shigigas Yedio, hakol b'chlal Shigio. Whether it's Shigigas Ma'ase, an accidental deed, or whether it's Shigigas Yedio, accidental knowledge, hakol b'chlal Shigio. It's all included in Shigio. I really didn't have a clue what the Me'iri was talking about. Shigigas Ma'ase, Shigigas Yedio.
Like, for instance, you do something, you Machal Shabbos.
Oh.
Now you forget it's Shabbos.
Oh.
That can happen, but if you get that, you don't know that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. That is mamash shgiach.
Shgiach. That's exactly it. Shgiach. Excellent. Wow, I'm really used to that. Well, I mean, I saw this mitri, I was completely baffled, and I just left it. I didn't even write it down. And then later on, I saw the pirush of the Alshich and the pirush of the Be'er Avraham. That's the son of the Vilna Gaon. And they both say the same thing. They say as follows: Shgiyos is where a person knows the halacha, but he makes a mistake in the mitzvahs, in the facts. So, for example, in the classic case of a piece of chalev meat, which you can't eat, and a piece of shuman meat, which you can eat, and they are difficult to tell apart. And a person may well know that it's osur for him to eat chalev, and he's got in front of him a plate of meat, and he thinks it's shuman, and so he goes ahead and eats it. That, says the Alshich and the Be'er Avram, that is shagios. He knows that he's not allowed to eat chalev, but he doesn't realize what he's got in front of him is chalev. And that's what the Me'iri seems to be calling shigigas maaser. He's done the wrong action. That's what the Me'iri calls shigigas maaser. He knew the halacha, but he simply got the facts of the case wrong. Says the Alshich and the Be'er Avram, that's not so terrible. Shagios mi'ovin. It's hard to blame him for that. He didn't know that what it was chalev meat. However, the other form of shagiyah is what the Me'iri seems to call shigigas yediyah. As a person didn't know the halacha, he didn't know that it's osur to eat chalev, and he's got in front of him a piece of chalev, and he eats it because he doesn't know that chalev is osur, and that's shigigas yediyah. He's blameworthy for that because it's incumbent upon us to know the halacha, and if you didn't know the halacha, it's a shogeg, but you're not entirely blameless for that because you should have known the halacha, and that seems to be what the Me'iri calls shigigas yediyah, and this is how the Alshich and the Be'er Avram learn the difference between Shigios and Nistoros. Nistoros is Shigigas Talmud, is the Lashon of the Alshich. You didn't know. He didn't know the Chelev is awesome. And for that, you need a bigger kapara, and therefore Nakeni. Ministeros Nakeni. You've got to cleanse me from that because I've been sullied by that Avera. However, the first one, Shigios Miyovin, who can understand them? It's hard to blame him for not knowing that it was Chelev. That's how the Alshich and the Be'er of Romlan, and strangely, and I didn't really get to the bottom of this, the Malbim learns the precise opposite. The Malbim learns that Shigios is lack of knowledge, you didn't know that Chelev is Osur, and Nistoros is you didn't know that this was Chelev. That's how the Malbim learns. And it's a long piece of Malbim in Vayikra, and it's Os Reish Mem Gimel in the Malbim. A long piece of Malbim to explain the word Shigiyah, but I didn't fully understand it. But he learns it's the other way around. And the Malbim here on Tehillim refers to his Birish on Vayikra.
The word Nistoros would indicate something he doesn't know. Yeah.
Okay, but what does he not know? It could be either. The Alshich and the Be'er Avram learn he doesn't know the Halacha, and the Malbim, and possibly Rishon Shem Falhash as well. I'm not quite sure what to make of that piece of Rishon Shem Falhash. They seem to learn, no, what don't you know? You don't know the facts. You don't know that this is Chelev. Okay. Still with the Be'er Avram. The Be'er Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, he learns Zaydim again, like the Ibn Ezra. It's a reference to, he says, spare me from bad deeds. And he actually quotes the bracha that we said, Val Tashlet Boni Yetzorah. He quotes that bracha. Okay, one more piece of Be'er Avram. Oh, this is really interesting, a piece of Be'er Avram. He says the word Esom, Oz Esom, doesn't mean I will be perfect, Eheyeh Tom, like the most of the Rishonim learn. But he says, Eheyeh Chozok, I'll be strong. And he relates it to the word Eson with a nun, like Nachal Eson, where you kill the Egla Rufa, Pasha Shoftim, it's called the Nachal Eson, which is like virgin earth, tough, strong earth, nothing's been planted there. That Eson means strong. So and he says the word Esom is connected to the word Eson. Esom with a mem, connected to Eson with a nun. Oz Esom, then I will be strong. That's how the son of the Vilna Gaon learns. Okay, let's finish with, I'll finish off with two Ramosim in the Pasuk from the Sefer Matar Leshem, from Yitzchok Eliyahu Landau, who came from Dubna. Matar Leshem, he often brings these the last letters of the words, the Sof Tevis or the Rosh Tevis. So he points out, Mizedim Chasuch Avdecha, has gam mizedim chasuch avdecha. Those two words mizedim chasuch avdecha have the closing letters, the end letters mem chof chof. And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim chapter kaf hei pasuk ches. We should get to it in about 20 years from now. Chapter kaf hei pasuk ches, which says, Tov Yosha Hashem, God is good and straight. Al Kain Yorech Chatoim Badorech, therefore he teaches Chatoim sinners Badorech onto the right path. Yadrei Chanovim Bamishpot, humble people, he will lead humble people in judgment. And he says this pasuk is all about going on the straight and narrow path. As we can see, it's straight and narrow path. And he says, similar to our pasuk, David HaMelech is davening for forgiveness from Avirus, again trying to go on the straight and narrow path. And he says that Yerech HaToim Badorech Yadreich Anovim is, where has it gone? Yes, Chatoim Badorech Yadreich. It's actually running over two pasukim. It's Tehillim chapter Kafhei. It's the end of pasuk 8 and the beginning of pasuk 9. So Yoreh, then come on to Chatoim, finishing in a mem, Badorech, finishing in a chof, and then the next word in the first word, the next pasuk is Yadreich, again mem chof chof. So it says those words are all about going on the straight and narrow path. So our mem chof chof from Mizedim Chasuch Avdecha is the mem chof chof of Chatoim Badorech Yadreich. And he brings one other remez on the pasuk Oz Esom Vinekesim Epesha Rav, and he says that's Rosh HaTevis Aleph Vav Mem. Esom Vinekesi Mepesha is Rosh HaTevis Aleph Vav Mem, and he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya chapter Mem base pasuk Tez Zayin. Velachti Ivrim Bederech LeYodou, I led people who didn't know where they were going, Bederech LeYodou, they had no idea where they were going, i.e. Klal Yisrael in the desert. I led them on that way. Benesivos, on paths LeYodou, which they didn't know, Adrichem, I will lead them. Osim Machshach Lifneim La'er, anything that was dark before them I turned into light. Umar Kashin Nemisha, and any stumbling blocks I straightened out and smoothed out their path. So, now wait a minute, which parts is this? Benesivos LeYodou Adrichem. On the paths which they did not know, Adrichem, I led them, and that is Sof Tevis. That's it. Lo Yod'u Adrichem is Aleph, Vav, and Mem. The Sof Tevis there. So again, it's all about going on the straight and narrow path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I lead you on the right path. So Yod'u Adrichem Osim, finishing in Vav. Lo Yod'u Adrichem, finishing in Aleph, Vav, and Mem, is similar to the Rosh HaTevis and Al Pasuk of Esom Vinekesi Mipesha. All right, I ran this.